The gist. What's going on in orthostatic intolerance, symptoms triggered by standing or sitting up, has been well described from the outside. What's happening at the molecular level to cause it is another story. No one really has a clue. That's what the Cimarron Foundation research team took a look at. Their recent study revolves around a compound called tetrahydrobiopterin, BH4, that plays a crucial role in several major processes and at high levels has been associated with mitochondrial dysfunction, cognitive problems, immune dysregulation, inflammatory and autoimmune diseases, and chronic pain. The researchers dug into a metabolic pathway called the pentose phosphate pathway to understand what was happening. Multiple tests suggest that low oxygen levels in the cells of ME/CFS patients were triggering one phase of the pathway to become overactivated and the other phase of the pathway to become underactivated. It's always about balance. The downregulated oxidative phase of the pathway likely resulted in increased oxidative stress, impaired lipid synthesis, tissue repair, and pathogen killing. Meanwhile, high levels of a breakdown product of BH4 called BH2 were found in ME/CFS. Increased BH2 levels in the presence of low oxygen levels do a Jekyll Hyde-like switch on nitric oxide enzyme. Instead of opening blood vessels and reducing inflammation, the enzyme narrows them down, producing inflammation, clotting, oxidative stress, and mitochondrial dysfunction. One of the nice things about this study, done at the cellular level, is how well its findings fit with what we know about ME/CFS. High levels of oxidative stress, low cellular oxygen levels, low glutathione levels, inflammation, neuroinflammation, and problems with blood vessel flows and lipids, all these seem to be part and parcel of ME/CFS. The authors proposed that high-resolution metabolomic study using a large sample size that was informed by machine learning-based network analysis will confirm or deny the role that PPP-induced BH4 plays in ME/CFS. They have the samples, but not yet the funding. Treatment takeaways. The authors did not mention treatment possibilities, but AI ChatGPT had some ideas about treating some of the potential problems this study found. Improve ENOS activity. Eat more dietary nitrates, found in beetroot and green leafy vegetables. Supplement with omega-3 fatty acids, L-arginine. L-citrulline, precursor to L-arginine, possibly more effective than L-arginine. Antioxidants, such as vitamin C, E, and NAC. Nicotinamide riboside, CoQ10 or ubiquinol. Tetrahydrobiopterin, BH4, though this is questionable given high BH4 findings. You can try statins, metformin, phosphodiesterase 5 inhibitors, such as sildenafil. Reduce iNOS activity. Try resveratrol, quercetin, and cucurmin. Anti-inflammatories, NSAIDs, and TNFA inhibitors, such as etanercept, anti-TNF therapy or anakinra, experimental drugs, LNIL, and aminoguanidine, reduce BH2 levels. Antioxidants to combat oxidative stress can prevent the oxidation of BH4 to BH2, maintaining the proper BH4-BH2 balance. Antiplatelet therapy like aspirin can counteract the pro-clotting environment. Supplement with folate to enhance BH4 regeneration from BH2. Supplement with NAC to increase glutathione levels.